So sad news over the weekend. News broke on Sunday that Marquette University president Michael Lovell had passed away. He had been battling a rare cancer and died while overseas, just 57 years old. Joining us now on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Dr. Howard Fuller, retired distinguished professor emeritus at Marquette University and someone who knew Mike Lovell. Dr. Fuller, I wish we were speaking in a happier circumstance, but I figured if there was someone who knew Mike Lovell like you did, we needed to hear from you. As far as his legacy, as far as how he was as a leader, what can you say about Michael Lovell?
Yeah, well, I'm in shock like everyone else is. I mean, I saw Mike. We both got honorary doctorate degrees from Medical College of Wisconsin a couple of weeks ago. And he was talking to me about the trip. And he was explaining that, you know, it was the Board of Trustees and they were going to do this Jesuit formation pilgrimage. And that afterwards, him and Amy, they were going to do some hiking. And so when I got the news yesterday, it was just, you know, devastating because he was really a good person, a good man. He did a lot, not just for Marquette University, but for the city of Milwaukee.
You know, one of the interesting things that I saw in the paper today was that Lovell had told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that when you don't know how much time you have left, you want your days to be impactful and you want to do the things that you love. And I just thought that was so interesting, Dr. Fuller, because here is a guy who clearly had news that wasn't good, had health that was obviously taking its toll. And here he still wanted to work. He still wanted to do things that could change someone else's life.
Yeah, I think the important thing about Mike is he didn't just want to do those things. He was actually doing it. I mean, I know a lot of people know about the swim initiative that he and Amy started to deal with wellness and so forth in the city. But he made a real difference at Marquette. And, you know, and he was historic in the sense that I think Mike was the first non-Jesuit priest to be the Marquette University. But the thing I remember about him, and you just hit it, Eric, is that even though we all knew he had this cancer, he was still relentless. You know what I mean? He was on campus. He was all around campus. He was in meetings. He was in meetings in the community. And so, like when I saw him, you know, like I said a couple of weeks ago, I mean, you knew he had this cancer, but you kind of put it out of your head because he was, you know, because he was so active and he was, you know, just continuing to do things in his life. And so even though you knew he had this, it was just a shock yesterday when I got the news.
What are some other things that made him such a great and unique leader?
Yeah, well, one of the things is that Mike was like an engineer. So he had, you know, he had this thought process of an engineer in terms of how it is that you actually get things done. I don't know a lot about what he did, you know, when he was chancellor at UWM, but he had me get on a couple, he had me chair a couple of committees. You know, when you retire, you know, they put you to work. And so Mike called me a couple of times to help with some issues that were being faced at Marquette. And the thing about him is he was relentlessly trying to find answers to problems. You know what I mean? He wasn't the kind of person that did a lot of pontificating. You know, he was really, you know, a focused individual and trying to actually come up with things that would make a difference for people.
Dr. Howard Fuller joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News, discussing the life and legacy of Marquette University President Michael Lovell, who passed away on Sunday while overseas in Italy. And, you know, one of the other things that I noticed, even in the past 24 hours, Dr. Fuller, is the reaction from young alumni. You know, I work with a lot of Marquette University graduates and just know many just because obviously they're around here, and how they reacted to this and the sadness that they felt. That says something when you can actually impact a 21-year-old's lives in some way, right? I mean, that's usually they got other things on their mind. They ain't thinking about the head of the university.
Yeah, but I think what it shows, though, is that Mike was like a presence in their life, right? I mean, people are not going to really care about you if they don't ever get to know you, don't ever see you, don't ever think you're really doing anything for them. But because of the way that Mike approached his job at Marquette, he was relentlessly, you know, walking on campus, talking to students, you know, all the committees and stuff that you got to deal with when you're the president of the university. But again, I think what you're saying, Eric, is like a reflection of the type of human being that was. And I think that that is going to be like his greatest legacy, the kind of thing that you just mentioned, and that all of us who know Mike, we saw that day after day.
It's good to hear your voice, Dr. Howard Fuller. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry it's for this occasion, though.
I agree. Dr. Fuller on Wisconsin's Morning News, reacting to the news that Marquette President Mike Lovell has passed away just 57 years old.